This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 30, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the low 60s. The city of Beverly will have voters next year decide on whether the term for mayor should be increased to 4 years and if the city should add 2 more school committee members. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that these changes were recommended by the Charter Review Committee, but any changes to the charter do need to go before the voters. In Salem, Judge Randy Chapman was formally sworn in as First Justice of the Salem District Court. Chapman replaces Judge Robert Brennan, who is now on the Appeals Court. The Salem News has complete details on yesterday's ceremony in today's paper. City of Lynn is looking to do a citywide health study. The Daily Item reports that the city is looking for a company to partner with to conduct a year-long survey. And a boat overturned in Lynn Harbor yesterday. All 5 people aboard the small boat were rescued and were wearing life jackets. According to the item, the incident occurred at 10:30 a.m. yesterday morning. Sports is next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Orioles yesterday afternoon 5-3 at Fenway Park. That wraps up a midweek series. Tonight, the Red Sox play in Toronto. High school football last night, Swampscott 38, Saugus nothing. The Big Blue picked off 4 Saugus passes in last night's game. Lynn Tech 28, Whittier 12, Melrose over Wilmington 28-14. Tonight, Salem plays at Gloucester in our MSO News Sports broadcast game of the night. Kickoff at 7. Peabody is at Marblehead, both those teams undefeated at 3-0. Same case in Lynn, where Bishop Benwick plays at St. Mary's tonight. That's a 7:30 kickoff at Manning Field in Lynn. This is Fenwick coach Dave Woods on that game.
It's always up front, and and on both sides of the ball, who can control the line of scrimmage, usually will have the upper hand. But obviously they have, 2 unbelievably talented kids. David Brown, one of the most talented kids that ever come through our league, I think. And then Derek Calangis, again, very, outstanding kids that could break a run for any time for a touchdown. We've watched them for years, and they can take a broken play and make it a 90-yard touchdown.
Bishop Fenwick head football coach Dave Woods. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.